to watch the NBA All-Stars. In the meantime, have you watched any of the Olympics? You see the moguls? You see 5 minutes of the opening ceremonies? Ooh, they had a little snafu with some famous athletes in the opening ceremonies. It was rather strange. You could see it in their face. In the meantime, the Sunday Swirl is where we start. Hey, hey, everybody. Hope you had a fabulous Valentine's Day weekend, whatever it is that you did. Even if you just plopped on your couch, read a book, watched some tube, you hung out, right? Or if you ventured out, put on the snowshoes, and met your posse at the local watering hole. Whatever. Doesn't matter. Hope it was a good one. I love it when Joe Biden and Dick Cheney kind of square off, especially when they're on different stations. It makes it interesting, to say the least. And that's exactly what happened. You know, the Sunday Swirl is what I call the talking heads on the Sunday shows that feature politics is the main thing that you would belly up and chow on. It's all about politics, whether it's Meet the Press or Face the Nation or This Week. So the Veep was on Meet the Press and on Face the Nation. Dick Cheney was on ABC's This Week. And Cheney, who has been blathering about since he left office, he's been very outspoken about a whole bunch of things, particularly when it relates to terror, whether it's the CIA and the waterboarding stuff or 9/11 and giving the mastermind, the so-called mastermind, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, a civilian trial, or the failed Christmas Day airline bomber, the idea that he would also go through our U.S. criminal justice system, or Gitmo. I mean, those pretty much, that's the fare that he'll talk about mostly when he's criticizing the Obama administration. And Joe Biden, when he was on Meet the Press, said he doesn't understand what's going on with Dick Cheney. He says he doesn't agree with what Cheney has been saying recently, the complaints that the Obama administration isn't treating the fight against terrorists as war. And here specifically is Biden with a little snippet from that show.
I don't think the former vice president, Dick Cheney, listens. The president of the United States said in the State of the Union we're at war with Al-Qaeda. He said this, and by the way, we're pursuing that war with a vigor like it's never been seen before. We've eliminated 12 of their top 20 people. We have taken out 100 of their associates. We've sent them underground. They are, in fact, not able to do anything remotely like they were in the past. They are on the run. I don't know where Dick Cheney has been. Look, it's one thing, again, to criticize. It's another thing to sort of rewrite history. What is he talking about?
All right. Joe, does he have a leg to stand on? Or is Cheney trying to rewrite history? Here was Cheney on one of the places that he appeared.
Well, my reference to the notion the president was trying to avoid treating this as a war was in relation to his initial response when we heard about the Christmas underwear bomber up in Detroit, when he went out and said this was the act of an isolated extremist. Mm-hmm. No, it wasn't. And we found out over time, obviously, and he eventually changed his assessment, but that in fact this was an individual who'd been trained by Al-Qaeda, who'd been part of a larger conspiracy, and it was closer to being an act of war than it was the act of an isolated extremist. It's the mindset that concerns me, John. I think it's very important to go back and keep in mind the distinction between handling these events as criminal acts, which is the way we did before 9/11, and then looking at 9/11 and saying this is not a criminal act, not when you destroy 16 acres of Manhattan, kill 3,000 Americans, blow a big hole in the Pentagon. That's an act of war.
What
the administration was slow to do was to come to that recognition that we are at war, not dealing with criminal acts. And as I say, my response there dealt specifically with the fact the president called it an isolated extremist. It was not.
All right, so who has the better leg to stand on in this argument? 800-259-5791. Specifically, you heard what Cheney said there. He said he was concerned about the mindset, and then he corrected the comments and said he was quoted initially, right after what happened with the Christmas Day bomber, because there was no reaction, if you remember, for days. And then ultimately, the whole idea of going the civilian route. And I think that's what it's about. And Cheney's saying, listen, I don't agree with the civilian, going the civilian route for these war combatants or whatever you want to call them, war criminals. And he fully admits that there were accused terrorists who were tried in civilian courts under the Bush administration. And he says, you know, we didn't all agree with that happening. And in one case, if you remember the Richard Reed thing, he says, because that was a criminal case, and he says we weren't operational with the military commissions at that time, but he could have held Reed, the president could have at the time, Bush, in military custody. And then, of course, that never happened because he pled guilty. So he pled guilty right away, boom, took credit, that was it. And so the Reed situation, it was too late for anything to happen there. The bottom line is this comes back to the same thing. It comes back to battered, bruised egos. It comes back to the whole idea of, is the Obama administration handling the so-called war on terror correctly? And it affects every single one of us, because if there is any other kind of an incident which could have happened on Christmas Day, then imagine the can of worms. I mean, it's already been opened up, but imagine how much more that gets opened up. That's the concern. You know, my concern is only for our safety in this country, that my nephew in Florida, that my family in New Jersey, that the people that I'm linked to, that all of you can enjoy the freedoms, frankly, that people have spilled a hell of a lot of blood over. And I don't want to be waking up getting a phone call that somebody tells me that something's happened, that some plane went down, and why? Because there was a guy who was jimmy-rigged with a bomb in his underwear. How did he get on the plane? How did he get through in the first place? And if he had just been able to ignite it correctly, there'd be innocent people killed. For what reason? In the name of Allah? Oh, I don't want that to happen again, ever. Not on my watch as a talk show host talking about things like this, talking about somebody who lived through 9/11, talking about where we are as a country. It's like that question, are we safer? Are we safer now? What is it that it'll take for Americans to feel safe, or are we just distracted and glazed over and not concerned? And if there is, God forbid, another incident, then everybody wakes up again. Because everybody woke up after 9/11. Boy, the conversation was different. What happened in the aftermath of that, of course, was very, very different than anything that we had seen. Even from the simple point of being dropped off at the airport to jump on a plane, you couldn't run for that plane anymore because now you had to go through security, and it would take a lot longer because you had to start to take off shoes and stuff. Now we got to the point where they're also talking about body scanners. 800-259-5791. I'll take them on the flip side.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
Hi, this is Peter Krasnobel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. The multiple federal stimulus packages have been an utter failure, unless you're an executive for AIG, large banking, or investment institution. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? People like you and I can't go to Washington for a bailout. Having your hard-earned money in the stock market or any other related paper asset is a lose-lose proposition. Lose on your capital investment, and when you cash out, you're paid in the dollar that is losing value every day. One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Krasnobel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter Krasnobel, 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. Nothing you can make that can't be made. No one you can save that can't be saved. Nothing you can do, but you can learn how to be you in time. It's easy.
Right now between Dick Cheney and Joe Biden, although there never has been. I don't think that they're it's totally a venomous relationship. They're just both politicians, and they're cut from completely different cloth, no question about it. And it's that debate about the semantics on the war of terror, and then the actual what is being done on the war on terror, and not saying terror, and the difference of this administration versus the last administration, all that sort of stuff. So you can throw in your two on that if you'd like to. 800-259-5791. Biden and Cheney getting it on, sparring via the television talk shows. And Cheney got to say a lot because on this week, but Biden had his say on two different networks too. And let's face it, Cheney is all over the place talking to anyone and whoever, but that happens when people leave office, I think, although he may be the most vocal of any of the VPs in recent times that I can remember, although we might say Al Gore would be in that category. For a while, Al Gore was a walking soundbite, and then he faded away and focused on global warming, and that was that. You didn't hear too much from Al Gore. Even Obama begging him, trying to get his endorsement, trying to get him to back him up in the elections when he was going for the Democratic nod for president, still had Hillary Clinton on his back. I mean, he was hammering Gore, and finally Gore came out and backed him, because you really didn't hear too much politically from Gore. All right, let's go to Mark in upstate New York. Hello, Mark.
Kate.
Hey.
Please tell me I'm hearing things.
What's up?
Did Dick Cheney say that they blew a hole in the side of the Pentagon?
Yeah, but he didn't mean that. He meant no. He knows that a damn plane went to the Pentagon. He just said they blew a hole in the Pentagon. He said that because that's what happened. It collapsed. You remember that. It did blow a hole.
Yeah, but they haven't found one piece. They haven't found one piece. Even Rolls Royce wrote them back that there's not one piece of the plane they found.
Mm.
And I tell you, I love Dick Cheney. I've been listening to him for years with his intellect,
mm-hmm.
but I read right through it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's never what they say, it's what they don't say.
Mm-hmm.
Like when Alan Greenspan was on Meet the Mess the other day, last Sunday,
mm-hmm.
and I'd like you to find that too, and play what Alan Greenspan said. And he bring up about empires like the Roman and Greek Empire that fell.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say that we weren't going to fall. Now, that little animal who creates all this mess that we had in and out of here between him and the Fed and the Treasury, the whole thing. But it's what they don't say anymore, Kate, that I pick up on. Reading between the lines, you got to go a little further then. But I'm sorry, that's more than a slip of the tongue, especially the way he.
So you think that? Okay, so then throw it out there. What your theory?
They never found one piece. They never.
I know,
found
but so you
piece.
Think the government wants to blow us all up, and they wanted to blow up the Pentagon?
Well, there's no countries to fight anymore. This monster, this little monster they created, like terrorists. You know, it's just getting out of control. The same with the guy on the plane. Why didn't he go into the bathroom and light his underwear on fire? He was looking to take the plane down, not burn mm-hmm. somebody. Why didn't he go mm-hmm. into the bathroom? How did he get on the plane?
Because he was a kid and he was inexperienced and he didn't know what the hell he was doing. And they,
so then I guess Al-Qaeda didn't teach him. I guess Al-Qaeda didn't teach him because evidently Al-Qaeda knows what they're doing if they could take out two trade centers.
Well, I agree with you there, but here's the problem is that you do have, you know this, and you know that this is true. There is definitely young kids that are part of this whole Al-Qaeda / Taliban network, and they're inexperienced. They're not bomb makers. They're learning all the tricks of the trade and going through whatever it is, like the terrorist camp, and you know, a lot of them are starting from ground zero, obviously. And I think he was wet behind the ears, nervous, had no clue, really, other than what, of course, he might have been drilled into his head a million times to do it, and he didn't have the cojones to pull it off right. That's what honestly, that's what I think. But you could make an argument it's true. How did he get on the plane in the first place? How did the mysterious man who was dressed up, how did he get through the system? How did he get all the way through Amsterdam? At Nigeria, Amsterdam, and then
right.
obviously
exactly.
on to Detroit. Yeah, yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely. There is holes. But I don't think everything is a hole, though. I don't think everything is a vast conspiracy against all of us to create massive distractions. I think there are some conspiracies, absolutely. And wouldn't I love to unravel them? Wouldn't I love to be the one who unravels them? You're right. Yeah, there are things that don't add up.
They slip with the tongue.
Yep. Yeah, sometimes. I think in this case with Cheney, you know, his motivations are, first of all, very ego-driven because of all the attacks on his watch. When I say attacks, all the attacks by this administration blaming everything on Bush and the Bush administration. I mean, let's face it, Cheney was calling a lot of those shots.
Of course, him and his father, him and the kid's father. George Bush didn't know anything. He's basically a cheerleader. And he's just a stupid big mouth, which is fine.
Right.
No, but like I said, the office is bigger than the man. And once these clowns understand that, even up in New York, we got this governor of ours. They call it Wonderland down there.
No kidding.
Oh, it's a shame. He had another 40 state troopers onto his detail besides what the other idiot Spitzer had. And where we live up here in Plattsburgh, we are so short with state troopers. We had a double homicide a week ago. It took a half hour for the trooper to even get there.
Mm.
So, Patterson, give us our troopers back, huh? How'd you like that $25,000?
Yeah, he doesn't like everybody crawling up his back either. He's getting super defensive. You know that. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I'm going to be like a boil on his.
Well, see, that's it. I mean, and that's the beginning of this call. That's it, Mark. It's good to be vigilant. It's good to be, to act.
Well, we need people to replace them.
That's
I tell these
right.
young kids, we need state senators. You think this is a
that's
joke.
Right.
But we
right.
need to, like, the Tea Party. Who you got? Who you going to call?
Right.
How about an accountant? How about an ugly disabled guy That's an accountant. You know, how about an accountant, for God's sakes? Never mind the lawyers. I'm sorry.
Absolutely, no. Better people to be put in place. No, you're completely right. If everybody wants to complain, here's the thing. We still right now, as far as I know, I'm looking out the window, we live in a free country.
Yes.
There's nobody driving, there's no tanks circling around my studio.
Right.
But we want to keep it that way.
Yes.
So all the things, the walls that we might feel closing in, whatever it is, the way to take action is to take it always a step further and to be active, to go to city councils, to pound things in locally, to go from local to national. Absolutely, there's no question. Get better people in place. That's why some of those meetings, so-called Tea Party meetings, can be big in some areas, or looking for that third party. I'm all about looking for the third party. You know, it's like you got Ron Paul's son who's running for the Senate in Kentucky, and I like this guy's ideas. We've had him on the show, and we're going to have him on the show again. And he's got some solid ideas about what should be happening in Washington, just like Scott Brown, who says, I'm not going to necessarily go with the Republicans either. If he sticks to that, if he's listening to his constituents, if he's true to form and true to what he's saying, and you get more people like that if they get in, That can balance things out, and you're right, it's a machine, but that can help to turn that machine back. Thanks, Mark.
All right, baby.
800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. See, that's the key. It's not just calling talk shows. It's putting your mouth where the money is, and that means taking it a step further. And Monday is President's Day, so nothing's open. So Tuesday, you get involved. Tuesday, you call your congressman. Tuesday, you call your senator. Tuesday, you get involved in local government. And that's the thing. Too many people sit on the sidelines. So if you want to make a change, then you have to be proactive about it. And if more people are proactive about it, more things will happen. If more people blog about it, tell friends, here's what I saw, here's what I think, here's what this guy told me, and link it up. Have a real source connected to things, and trust me, people will listen. Joe Biden says the administration has not ruled out a military trial for the professed mastermind of the September 11 attacks, even if a civilian trial would be preferable. We'll talk about that next, plus the dungeon. Stay with us.
We've been receiving calls from listeners asking us about home service contracts. Are they just another form of insurance? The answer is no. In fact, they're just about the opposite. Home service contracts cover payment to have your home's major systems and appliances repaired or replaced due to normal wear and tear, which your homeowner's insurance policy doesn't cover. A home service contract would pay for repairs or to replace plumbing systems, heating systems, electrical systems, your kitchen range and oven, water heaters, central air conditioning, a washer, a dryer, and a refrigerator. American Home Shield Corporation, founded 32 years ago, has a nationally recognized reputation for quality service at a fair price. Thinking about or even in the process of selling your home, an American Home Shield contract would help assure the buyers that they won't have to worry about having to pay for a major system failure after they take title, and that makes selling your home a whole lot easier. Be a smart homeowner. Call American Home Shield today, 1-800-247-4749. That number again, 1-800-247-4749.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-4367. 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help. And we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Oh, by the way, just for your information, U.S., 6 medals so far, day 3, Germany 4, France 3. We have to go through all of the medals, but...
USA! USA! USA!
Exactly. USA. Canada has 3, too, and South Korea, Italy, they got 2, and then you go from there. But it's so early on the games, I mean, if we... We'll keep track of the medal count for sure, but, yeah, U.S. with a couple of those medals, including a gold. That's what you want, taking the gold, and that was a Moguls deal, and, Heather Carney, her name was, is the one who won gold, and, I actually saw that. Man, I couldn't ski that way. I would have wiped out probably right at the top. When I had to do the trick part, I would have to ski around that little ramp I'd have to go off of. Al is listening to us in Canada. Hello, Al.
Hi, Kate. You know, the Babe Ruth, Boston Red Sox curse of the Bambino has been lifted from the Great White North, the northern half of North America. We have finally won a gold medal when the Olympic Games are held in Canada. In Montreal, we never won a gold medal. In Calgary, Alberta, Canada, we never won a gold medal. We finally won a gold medal in Moguls. Is that how you say it?
Moguls, yes.
Well, Moguls, and then,
good story, too. That happened just on Sunday. First Canadian, like you said, in the border, so that's huge.
Yeah.
The run was great. I saw the run. It was awesome.
I get dizzy and nauseous just watching it.
I know.
I
crazy.
I couldn't do it, but you know what? And did you watch that poor guy get killed on that stupid toboggan race?
What happened when he was, you mean when he was training the kid, the 21-year-old, yeah.
He was on a toboggan, another word for it, toboggan or something.
Luge.
He was on a luge. You know, the guy that designed that stupid racetrack where they're going close to 100 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And to me, Kate, laying on your back for 90 seconds is not a sport. You know, when you were a little kid, did you ever go to, do they call them toboggans in the States?
We have toboggans, but they're a little bit different.
I know you have them, but what do you call them, toboggans?
Yeah, I guess it would be a toboggan,
We call them toboggans. I know you've got them, but I just wonder, I don't know what you call them, but up here in Canada, we call them toboggans. When I was a little kid, and we used to go to, it's 40 below here for 6 months of the year, regardless of what Al Gore says, and we got snow. We used to go tobogganing all the time. We never, ever called that a sport. It's not a sport. It's sitting on your ass or laying on your back for 30 seconds is not a sport. That, you know, I honestly think that luge should be outlawed. You know, that's crazy.
Because you think it's too dangerous.
Well, it's too dangerous, yeah. And it's not really a sport. You know, and I'm not being flippant or irreverent or, you know, those poor losers, the guy that designed that was killed. And what kind of an idiot would put a steel post, a bunch of steel posts, you know, and I'm not being irreverent or flippant, but I honestly think those poor losers, if I were a loser, I would go up to that guy, you know, and to quote Beck, I would say, I'm a loser, baby, why don't you kill me? And that's not a joke. I'm dead serious. Remember that song?
It was ridiculous.
I agree.
It was ridiculous. It was
crazy.
The poll shouldn't have been there in the first place, and of course they corrected it. It was too late. A 21-year-old kid who was worried anyway, he was afraid. He went down. He was in the practice run. He gets killed. Now they're blaming him.
Yeah, I know. The IOC, the international, who's the head of the, Jock Roga or something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he should write a book called Going Roga. Because, you know, they spend more time, Kate, they spend more time worrying about some Australian with a boxing kangaroo. Did you see that?
Yes.
They should spend more time making it safe rather than worrying about a bloody, and that IOC, I think it's just as corrupt as the United Nations, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, they used to take bribes, as you know, that was a big problem.
Oh, yeah, when that Juan Antonio Ham Sandwich, or whatever the heck his name was, when he was there, he was taking bribes under the table like crazy. It's, I think the United Nations and the IOC are run by the same bunch of crooks. Okay, have a good President's Day, or whatever you call it.
I love it. Thanks, Al. Good call. He's right. There's something about the letters. I don't know. Twist those letters around. Alphabet soup. And we could do that one night on the show. In fact, we'll do that. We could use the acronyms, the most corrupt organizations, and just give us the acronyms, and we'll go through the list. We'll put together our own little dictionary. And he's got two of them right there. I have to agree. So in talking about the Olympics, and Canada breaking the home turf jinx. That was big, the mogul's gold. And for the United States, the fact that we've got six, you have Apollo Ono, who won silver in his Olympics, but he's got six medals all together. And it's pretty big if you think of he's talking about the luge not being a sport to him where you're just going down on your back. If you look at speed skating and what they do with speed, and I'll get to that in a second, when you look at speed skating and the fact that he's a guy that Apollo Ono was pulled in a lot of different directions, and then the way he get him back into shape so quickly and do what he did, you know, bravo, because that's now six medals for Ono, who pretty much in the semifinals made an incredible cut inside and ended up qualifying. I mean, just qualifying. And he's almost like a hometown favorite because Vancouver is what, like 3 hours or so from Seattle. That's where Ono was born and raised. And that's where he started skating with wheels rather than having the speed skating with blades, and then went on to blades, and it's unpredictable, that whole short track thing, and he was able to come up with another one, so good for him. We go back to the luge comment that Al made, and it's interesting, in some of the Olympics, sports are eliminated, then they add sports, and I can make a case for a lot of ridiculous sports that there are, but in Europe the luge is really big, and it's speed and it's scary, and it's combines the almost that the thrill of the spill, I guess, if you will. But is it a sport? And I would say it is a sport because it it has a couple of things in it. The risk, the dare factor, all that sort of stuff, the training that's necessary for that. It's not my favorite sport, and I can't believe that how these guys do what they do. But you have to encompass the world, and if you encompass the world, there's other things I would add, and there's things I would subtract, but I don't think you can take, luge is something that's been done for a very long time. There's a lot of history there. I don't know, Matt. Do you think so? I mean, I get his point, but I think it's part of the tradition of the Winter Games, and it's very, very European, the Germans, etc. I think it's one of the core things that you wouldn't take away.
Yeah, it's always been a part of the Winter Olympics. The one thing I never got, though, was, and I don't know if it's always been around, but I just started noticing it the last, three Winter Olympics, was the doubles luge. Where did that come from?
I don't know.
And I don't know. That's something where I'm just like, what are you guys doing? Because it's a one-person sled, and then they just have the other person lay on top of them, and they go down the hill together. That's got to be even twice as dangerous because you got more weight, so you'd be going faster, and I don't think you'd have as much control either. Plus, who wants somebody laying on top of them while they're going down the hill?
Yeah, I agree. I think that would be rough.
I don't know. They couldn't find a bobsled to go in?
Yes, they
I don't understand that.
They had to figure something else out.
Yeah, I don't understand. There's some sports in the Olympics that it's just craziness where they came up with them. Like the, what was on today? It's not the biathlon. It's something else. The Nordic.
Oh,
something.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Where they do ski jumping, cross-country skiing, and the shooting. So it's like
almost like a triathlon.
Something like that. Yeah, I couldn't.
For winter, yeah.
I don't remember what the name of it was, but, that's crazy, too. It's like they just combined a bunch of, different Winter Olympic events and put them all into one, trying to be, the decathlon of the Winter Olympics or something.
Yeah. Yeah, there's things that they remove, like the baseball, the argument over baseball and softball. For the Summer Games, which is very American and is about competition, but it's an American deal, and it's not so much a big deal in Europe. And see, then you get fights both ways as to adding something else. I think more in the Summer Games, there's things I would eliminate than in the Winter Games, because it's mostly still the traditional thing, although you pointed out one today that was kind of wacky, and but that's part of the deal. It's like it's like the snowboarding stuff that they added, the half pipe and all that. Well, that's what people do. That's what kids do. If you go skiing, hey, you're 21, that's what you're doing. A lot of the kids don't even go on skis anymore. So you got to add the new stuff, but you got to be careful of not completely eliminating the history and some of the solid things that have been there.
Another event, too, is ice dancing.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's pretty much...
It's like the pairs.
It's pairs, but it's not because they have different rules where they can't be so far apart from each other. But are these people just they failed at the pairs skating, so then they created another sport called ice dancing?
I agree.
It's
that I don't get.
It's kind of becoming a little league-ish where it's like, oh, you failed at this sport, but we're going to create a whole other one that's kind of like it, but a little different so that everyone can have a chance to win something.
Yeah, I agree. If I was going to take something out, I don't understand that either. And a lot of people would argue with me, and they would say that very same thing. It's dancing. It's dancing on ice. It's different than the pairs, but I think it's too similar. You're talking about just a little bit of a change, and I don't think I would put that
in there.
Sounds
like more of a show that should be on Fox somewhere.
It does, almost like American Idol. But here's the thing. A lot of people like skating, and I think that's part of it. They know they can get ratings because a lot of people will watch, whether it's the females or the males or the pairs or the dancing. I think the idea was to get as much out of the ice rink as they could, and then the hockey, just add it all in there because they're going to get more bang for their buck with the Olympics. Dungeon next.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Have your house payments skyrocketed under an adjustable-rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? You need help from MortgageFraudExaminers.com. To stop the housing crisis, Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages. The trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you get the leverage you need to turn things around. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages are legally deficient. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. It's like CSI for your home loan. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating when faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. Find out how MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you. Visit MortgageFraudExaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
How many of you fight authority? Authority always wins. Have any run-ins with the law that were interesting that are now funny, weren't so funny when they happened way back when? You can send us your tales of tangling with the fuzz at americatonight.net. americatonight.net. I really only have... We're going to go to the dungeon, too, by the way. I really only have one... I only have one time, and it was I was in San Luis Obispo, and I was at a club with some friends, and I came out of the club, and one friend was in the car with me, and I did a California stop, I guess. The police say I did a California stop. And so when I went through the stop sign, made the right turn, they pulled me over, and of course I had one of those typical, now I don't have this, but I had one of those typical glove boxes that was stuffed with a bunch of crap, you know what I'm talking about. It's so full, you have no idea. Some wrapper in there from 1982, whatever, and you're desperately looking for the registration. So my friend was looking for the registration, they made me get out of the car, and they gave me the breathalyzer test, and I had nothing. I had like a half a beer or something, so I knew, well, this is a joke, this is ridiculous, but... You know, I was so shocked, I think, that I just did it. I didn't even think about it. I just did it. And it came up, nothing, whatever it was. and I was okay. And they didn't give me a warning, didn't give me a ticket for the stop sign thing. They just said, be careful, and they let us go. But I still had to do that deal. I still had to blow in it, and that was kind of weird. It does kind of hit you when you're pulled over. Because there is that dance you do with the police. And I have family members who are cops, so they laughed at that story I tell them, which was nothing, was just a blip, but they've told me some much more colorful stories, let's say. Matt, I'm sure you've had no run-ins with the law. I mean, I'm sure zero. Notice he's silent. He's going to give us the police blotter and ruin his career.
I don't want to give up the rap sheet so early.
Don't give up the rap sheet. But I can't imagine there's anybody, though, on the other end of it listening that's never even been pulled over for a ticket. I mean, at some point you're pulled over for something, whether it's something significant or not. And even when you're pulled over for a ticket, you know, you mouth off to somebody in the wrong situation, it could still end up being a lot bigger. All right, I promised we would do the dungeon thing, so let's jump to that. And this is a Wall Street related deal. You know, last week we were talking about Greece and the worries over Greece and what's going to happen with the markets and, of course, how they're in the position that they're in at this point. And it comes out that there's a deal that was created by Goldman Sachs. And this was in one of the papers. It might have been one of the New York papers I was reading. But it comes out, and I'm not surprised by this, there was a deal that was ponied up by Goldman Sachs that helped cover up or obscure, whatever words you want to use, billions in debt from the budget overseers in Brussels. So what does that mean? It means that the bankers held out a financing instrument that would have pushed debt from Greece's healthcare system far into the future, just like when you had homeowners take out a second mortgage to pay off their credit cards, and that's a good analogy, and that's how it works, right? Or that's how it worked for them. It had worked before. And in 2001, just after Greece was admitted to the European Monetary Union, Goldman Sachs helped the government under the wire borrow billions. So that deal that wasn't public became, because it was treated as a currency trade rather than a loan, helped Athens to meet Europe's deficit rules so that they could play, so they could be part of that, so they could be part of the European Union there. And they were continuing to spend beyond their means. So they met the requirements, and that's what happened. Now they're in so much trouble with this weight of debt and where they're at. And, of course, so they get into the club. They had no business being in the club, apparently, because they were spending ad nauseum. I mean, ridiculous amounts of capital that they didn't have. And it's not only Greece. It might be Italy, it's looking like, and some other places, too. So they're not recorded as loans. You following me? Goldman picks this up. They don't record them as loans, or they didn't. It misleads investors, wink, wink, and regulators about the country's liabilities. So people jump on thinking that it's fair, and it's not. And now Greece owes the world $300 billion, and there's a bunch of banks that are on the hook for most of that debt. So what happens? A default would affect lots of people around the globe. Not just Greece, is going to affect a ton of people because they were part of the European Union. They're part of that whole deal. So the Greek finance minister is meeting with all these banks, and they're in trouble. They were trying to avoid transparency, and now they're completely in the thick of it. So, you know, that's that weird deal with Wall Street. Is it their fault? Well, the Greeks wanted it, and Goldman Sachs wanted to make it. So the bankers enabled Greece and other countries to borrow beyond their means. The deals would be on paper legal, but they weren't right. They were exactly like the people who got who got in houses they had no business being in and now couldn't pay, and then you saw what happened, how we got underwater with the mortgages. Now you're talking about other countries. So I saw a quote somewhere from a veteran of the International Monetary Fund who said, if a government wants to cheat, it can cheat. And that's really what happened there. And now other people are going to pay because of the amount of money that we're talking about. And that's just Greece, $300 billion. We're not even talking about Italy yet or some of the other countries. So for that reason, I have to, as much as I would love to throw the Greeks in there, I mean, of course, they're just as greedy, but I got to go after those Goldman Sachs guys once again. Let's throw them in the prison. Let's throw them in the dungeon.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yeah, so thanks to those bankers who were making the big bucks to get that second house in the Hamptons, and they're enabling the European governments in the meantime to hide that money, but now they can't pay back. How pathetic. All right, quickly, we have just a couple of minutes. We're up against it, but let's go out to James in Connecticut. Hey, James.
Hey, Kane, how are you? Happy Valentine's Day.
Hey, thanks. Same back to you. What's up, man?
Just want to let you know that we got a lot of things going on. Today is Augie Nieto's birthday. Augie Nieto is a man with Lou Gehrig's disease who has been really fighting a courageous battle against what he's got. So happy birthday to him. But I also want to give you a total update. Most of your listeners know that I am a man with cerebral palsy who sends kids with muscular dystrophy to summer camp. And as of tonight, we are up to $4,015.
Woo! $4,015. So how many go to camp on that?
That's five kids plus the 20 that we were going to send last year, but because of the swine flu, they couldn't go. So we've got 25 going.
Wow, 25. And what's the goal, did you say again? Tell us.
I want to send all 70 that the camp can handle.
But you still have time. This is February.
We got plenty of time. We have until August to get the money, but trust me when I tell you, I need the money. And, Kate, if you would do me the favor, you said a few months ago for those 10 listeners of yours, you would pledge $10. Go to my website and do it. www.mdactkids.org.
mdactkids.org. All right, everybody is listening to James. I already did go on the site and I gave some money, so I'm telling everybody else, thanks, James, to go on the website. And if you can afford to help send some of these kids to camp, please do so. All right. If you have any thoughts on any of the things that we just talked about, including the bankers and the dungeon, you can hit me up at americatonight.net.
How do you know him?
Fame, fortune, fast women.
Yeah. How about a beer?
Even better.